I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
App. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
From the original Free Second Opinion studio, here's Hugh Joyce.
Hello. Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at G-R-U-N-S. S.co.
For your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA Med School alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking? Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. Welcome to Who's Talking Tonight on Easter Monday. And yes, it is a thing. I hope everyone had fun at church yesterday. And, you know, it's nothing quite like seeing the Easter people. You know, the whole church is full. Everybody's happy. It's a great thing.
Hoppo, it is.
Happy Easter to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you. I hope you got a big chocolate bunny, you know.
You know what? Somehow I didn't get any chocolate.
I went out and got Linda 2 or 3 bunnies yesterday. You know, she likes hollow chocolate. So does Hobbo, though. Mm. You know, I get them for her, and then I eat them. Mm. But how about tonight's show? We got none other than Dan Bonner, Dr. Jody Smith, and our friend Scott Sherman.
How did we get Dan Bonner?
Yeah, he's a celebrity, you know, but and we're honored to have him. Dan, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, Jim, thanks for the invitation. You know, the last time I was on your show, Frank was a little bit flummoxed that he didn't have his walk-up music, but I assume that was okay today.
We've got it fixed. We have fixed that.
So far, so good. Now, maybe I should start by saying, you know, the women's coaching job at Virginia is open again. Are you interested in having a second crack at that?
No, I'm not. I didn't do very well the first time, although I consider that a complete and total success on my part, because that's where I met Terry. And so I don't know that I could have done any better, but certainly from a competitive standpoint, they're much better off without me. They were 50 years ago. It remains that way today.
You know, just to tell a story, I was originally offered that job by Barbara Kelly, said no, and I recommended you. And I said, one of her concerns was fraternization with the players, you know, a guy, male coach with female players. And I said, you don't have to worry about that with Dan. And then one day we saw you and Terry walking around University Hall, and Linda looked at me and said, you said this wasn't going to happen.
Hey, you know, he found his wife. Give him some credit.
That's great.
And how about you chased a cheerleader all over grounds?
Well,
give me a break.
His wife was the captain of the team and a very good player in her own right. But, hey, speaking about basketball, we got a big game tonight. Michigan looks like a juggernaut. Connecticut has never lost a national championship game. So what do you expect to see tonight?
You know, Hobo, I think that it's very interesting, because if these two teams played a seven-game series, I think Michigan would win in five or six games. We're not playing a seven-game series. We're playing one game. And Connecticut, they do, I mean, they have a way of figuring out how to attack another team's weaknesses. They have a way of hiding their own weaknesses. And while I think Michigan will probably win the game, I would not count out UConn. You know, I saw them the 2 years. Of course, I didn't have them in the Final Four, but I had them in the earlier part of both tournaments where they won their championship. And I have to say, I was really impressed with the way they conducted their business, and that has never changed. I expect a really good game. I expect Michigan to win, but don't count out UConn.
You know, Dan... we talked about the NET earlier in the basketball season, and you said that was the only reference point that the committee probably relied on, and it turns out that appeared to be correct when we looked at the dance card once it all came out. Virginia was 12th in the final NET rankings. I see where UConn is 10th, which I think is interesting. Illinois was 8. Houston was 5. We know what happened to them. Florida was 4. Arizona was 3. Michigan 2. And Duke was 1. So if we look back at the NET and then we think about what has happened in the last couple of weeks, what's your biggest takeaway?
Well, I mean, the net puts all the power conference teams, I guess the Power Five they're calling it now. It is a tremendous advantage for all those teams. And it's not necessarily the net ranking. It's this quad one game business.
Yes.
What's your record in quad one? What's your record in quad two? And all that is based on the net. And the power conference schools have a huge advantage because they play more of those games because they're able to manipulate. And that's the wrong word, but they're able to work with the net so that they have really good nets when they start conference play. And once that happens and everybody else in your conference has a really good net, then off you go. So, it's not the only point, but it is the key point. And obviously, most of these teams were seeded correctly. You know, it's the big boys again. So, the committee does a pretty nice job, but the tool that they use, in my opinion, is flawed, and I don't have any other tool to propose, because I'm not somebody who sits around in his mom's basement, you know, doing analytics. So I don't have any tool to propose, but I don't think that that's the proper tool to use.
Yeah, let me ask you, follow up on that. You know, the one thing about the tournament now, and as you say, we got a 1-2 playing for the title tonight. Several years ago, we had Florida Atlantic, San Diego State in the Final Four. Has NIL and Portal eliminated Cinderella from the NCAA tournament, particularly the Final Four?
You know, I don't think so. But Cinderella, we had a Cinderella in the tournament. It was a great Cinderella, and it just that the name on their jersey was Iowa. Four of the five Iowa starters were from Drake, and they had six guys on the team who came from Drake, and the guy who hit the biggest shot in the tournament from Iowa was from Robert Morris. And so it's just, it's different. And I refuse to use the term NIL. It's pay for play. And so the players getting paid and the players having freedom of movement in the transfer portal, that obviously has a very large impact. But I think a larger impact is the fact that, you know, these Power Five conferences, there are a lot of teams in those conferences that up until a few years ago we would have considered mid-majors. So it's harder to find mid-majors because of football. The power conferences have gobbled all those teams up.
Fascinating. Dan, the big game tonight, how would you handicap it in terms of if so-and-so has the lead at halftime, look out, or if a certain player goes off, what will happen? I mean, do you have any take on that?
No, not really. I think that in a game like this, remember, Duke was ahead of UConn by 19 points. And yes, UConn came back to win the game. So they are very capable of doing that. Terrace Reed, their guy who plays inside, has been fabulous in the tournament. He had 17 points and 11 rebounds the other day against Illinois. And so I think against that huge Michigan front line, that Reed, number one, has to play well, and number two, has to stay out of foul trouble, because I'm not so sure that UConn has any place else to go. The last I checked, Donovan Klingon had used up his eligibility, so they don't really have anybody to come in and play for Reed. So he's got to stay out of foul trouble. And then, you know, one of the things that Stan Van Gundy always used to tell me when we were working together is you have a really good chance in any game if you have the best player on the floor. And I think going into this, you have to assume that the best player on the floor is the Lindenborg kid from Michigan. And so I think that favors Michigan. But again, I would not count out UConn. They have a way. They prepare very well. They need to make some shots, you know, against Illinois. They made 12 threes. Illinois made six, and that was the difference in the game. So I think those are the kind of factors that play into it.
All right. I want to bounce over to the latest news on UNC basketball. I think all of us were a little bummed when Hubert Davis lost his gig. Very likable guy, and certainly represented the ACC the way I think most of us liked. And I always thought he was very polite to everyone. Had a sudden crash against VCU and was out. Rumors have it that Mike Malone from the NBA in Denver is the next guy, and that they're throwing a lot of money at him. What do you think?
I would, if you had given me, you said, okay, give me your top 100 of people who might get the North Carolina job, Michael Malone would not have been on my list. So that comes as a complete surprise to me. And, you know, they threw all that money at Belichick, so maybe they have enough money to throw at this guy too. But it doesn't matter who the coach is. As Belichick found out, you need players. And, you know, this will be very interesting for Malone coming in. The transfer portal starts, what, tomorrow?
Yes.
And so, you know, how do you get in there and get a staff and recruit players? Whether or not a person has success depends upon the players that person can get. Virginia didn't have a good season this year only because Ryan Odom and his staff are good coaches. Yes, they're good coaches. If you coach at the level of the ACC or at VCU or Utah State, for that matter, you're a good coach.
Right.
They had a good season because they had really good players. And they got really good players through the portal, through a lot of work. And so I'm not sure that North Carolina has the time to do that.
Fascinating.
Well, it's interesting, Dan. You mentioned the Virginia roster, and obviously Coach Odom did a terrific job last spring building a roster almost from scratch. The hope is, among Virginia's faithful, that Lewis, DeRider, Grunlow, and Sam Lewis will come back. If you look at that as sort of the core of the team, and you were Coach Odom and his staff, What pieces do they need to add in order to be highly competitive again next year?
Well, you know, I think that the pieces that they had size and experienced size, even though not experienced in college, but they had experienced size. They had guys who could shoot the ball. They had people who could play in the backcourt. So they had, even though they didn't play together, they had size, they had experience, and they had people who could shoot the ball. I think that's the formula. You know, it's easy to say, it's hard to do. And of course, you never know whether guys are going to go into the portal or not. And if they go into the portal, what kind of offers they're going to get. That is a power that the players have now. They can go and they can test it out and see how much money they're going to get and make their decisions. That will be one factor in their decision. I don't know that money is the only factor that these players consider. I think that that's a very negative view, but DeRitter would really surprise me if he's back at Virginia. Everybody was talking about him being a first-round NBA draft pick, but time will tell. It'll be very interesting, but this is a challenge. Ryan Odom and his staff did a great job last spring putting a roster together, but you have to do that every spring.
Well, we have heard through the grapevine, if you will, that DeRitter has actually said that he wanted to stay, but he has asked the school for more money. So he's going to try to milk it, and I don't blame him. And I do believe Grunlow and his family really want him to stay at Virginia. Sam Lewis has said repeatedly that he plans to stay.
Chance Mallory.
There's no reason to think Chance Mallory would go.
No, he's a local kid.
He's a local kid.
You would think, and I assume what they've done this week.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Just try to firm up those four guys so that don't even test the portal. But
you know, hey, one more thing before we get away from Virginia. Dan, it was just announced this past week, that former Syracuse ball player and head coach and longtime assistant Adrian Autry has now become the associate head coach of basketball at UVA. And I think that was quite a coup by Ryan Odom, don't you?
I don't think there's any question about that. Adrian Autry is a really good person, first of all, and he's a really good coach. His problem at Syracuse wasn't his coaching acumen. His problem was that he didn't have enough money. You can't get players without money, and he didn't have enough. And so the Syracuse budget, I don't care what they say, I spent my entire basketball season working with someone who I consider to be a very good inside source for information about Syracuse. And Coach Boeheim, told me that the budget that Syracuse said they had, about $8 million, that Adrian Autry had nowhere close to that amount. So you can't do this on a budget. You have to be willing to spend, and if you are, you can get players.
Absolutely. It's a new world order, like it or not. But, Dan, we have enjoyed having you multiple times during the season.
Thank you.
We're grateful for your willingness to come on, and look forward to having you again next year. Take care, and best wishes to your family.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, back in a moment with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with one of our favorites, Dr. Jody Smith. So stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
From the original Free Second Opinion Studio, here's Hugh Joyce.
Hello.
Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
So you gotta love Orange Crush, baby. And speaking of crush, the UVA lacrosse team is crushing it lately. Just ask the Irish and the Dukies. All right, we have clearly one of our favorite people on the air right now, Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia. And Jody, welcome to the show, and I hope you had a great Easter.
I did. I hope you guys did too.
I did. I went to church, and you know, my girlfriend said, "Do you know everybody?" And I said, "Well, I know a lot of people." I said, "This is my town."
You're not one of those Christmas Easter church attenders, are you?
I'm one of the Easter people, that's for sure. Well. But Jody, we were wondering if you had any scoop on Grunlow, the center for UVA, who had a cracked wrist or sprained wrist or twisted wrist or whatever. We don't.
Yeah, Jody, is he going to need surgery, or do you have any idea?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that anything that needed to happen would have happened at the time, or it would have happened since. I did see it. I saw the announcement that he's coming back next year, which is awesome, as well as DeRitter, which is great. But I have not heard anything that would say anything that's changed as far as just letting it heal, and it should heal on its own.
You know what? That is great news. We do not have any other scoop on anything else. I think somehow, miraculously, the lacrosse team is pretty darn healthy. Joey Terenzi has always been the one getting hurt, but somehow he's healthy, and as he plays, the whole team seems to play well. The goalie has done very well, and we're going to dig into this more after the bottom of the hour here, but I wondered, in your practice, you know, if you're seeing, you know, baseball and lacrosse injuries this time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. Yeah, baseball season is now year-round, Frank, so it's not as just springtime, but, you know, this is the time where, unfortunately, kids who've been hurt want to play, and it makes it a little bit more challenging if they are injured, but a lot of elbow and shoulder stuff. And then lacrosse season is a lot like football season. These guys get hurt typically the same kind of things. Knee and shoulder injuries are much more common in lacrosse, and we see a bunch of that around this time of year. And of course, you know, because it's in season, more people want to try to play through injuries. So always dealing with that.
You know, Jody, the thing that's impressed me through the years, and we've had a 17-year relationship with Ortho Virginia now, and Jody Smith's been at the top of the list that whole time, is your knowledge about sports. We all know you know a lot about medicine, but you know a lot about sports too. So from a basketball perspective, if you're Ryan Odom, what pieces would you like to add to the roster in the portal season?
You know, they had so much shooting last year, Frank, and that was what kind of, you know, the benefits they had was if somebody had a bad night, we didn't really have one guy. We had, you know, all-star by committee. So you've got to replace those pieces with shooters. And so he's got a great nucleus. He's got a point guard. He's got a center. He's got a big man. Sam's kind of a mix and match. And so, you know, you need some depth and you need some shooters.
Well, shooters are to basketball what pitchers are to baseball. You can never have too many.
Well,
as,
you know,
as you say, and the hope is they don't all go cold at the same time.
Well, Tony Bennett used to always make us laugh in the press room before the season began, they'd say, "Coach, we've heard all these stories of all these great shooters. I got a lot of takers. I need more makers." And Ryan Odom needs to find some guys that are makers.
Well, you know, I can throw my name into the portal. I can still shoot it. You know, I may not be very good on the defensive
end. You can't run back down the floor.
Well, that's true, too. Yes. I can shoot free throws.
Okay, that's true. Designated free throw shooter. Jody, with all that you've seen in your practice over the years and interacting with various universities and colleges, is there anything new that's developing behind the scenes that the average fan would not see?
You know, not really, Frank. You know, we're always kind of tweaking, changing things up and trying to make things better. There's not been one specific thing that we've kind of can say is that much better. Biologics is the one thing people are talking about, using injections and things like that to try to help things heal. And so that's been the thing that people have focused on recently. And one thing everybody wants to try to do is cure arthritis. We haven't been able to figure out how to do that yet. If somebody ever does, they'll be very wealthy.
Well, stay loose in the bullpen because Jabo still needs to get that right knee replaced one of these days. So, you know, well, you're the go-to guy for that when the time comes.
Hey,
you know where I am.
Jody, you'll like this. I saw my mother on Friday. She's 89. She was a patient
woman
at Ortho Virginia. And her neck has been remarkably successful. The surgery they had on her neck, and I wanted to thank all you guys, Siasia and all the rest of them. You guys have been fantastic.
She's a great lady.
And we thank you and Dr. O and Boyd Rawls. You all have been terrific all year long, and we appreciate your contributions on air, and we also appreciate your sponsorship for these many years.
Thank you.
So who's going to win tonight, guys?
You know, we were both wrong. We both thought Arizona was going to take care of Michigan.
Well, I don't know about that, but I thought it was going to be a good game and not a blowout. So everything tells you that Michigan should win, but Connecticut finds a way. So hopefully, for the sake of the fans, it'll be a good game and not a blowout.
Yeah, I agree.
Would say Michigan. I would say Michigan.
Something's got to give. I'll tell you this. I don't like Hurley at all. He's someone that, you know, red flags all over the place. But I'll say this. Somehow he gets his kids to play some tough, mean ball late in games. And I wouldn't bet against him.
Well, if he wins, that's 3 in 4 years. That's pretty impressive.
That tells you something right there.
In this era, that's amazing.
Yes. Well, Jody, we got to head to break. We want to thank you, as always, and Ortho Virginia has been a fantastic partner.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate y'all. Have a good week.
Take care.
All right, we're going to be back. Second half hour starts off with our friend Scott German. We're going to probably talk a little lacrosse because that's really good news, and we'll cover baseball and other things too.
Tennis. Don't forget tennis.
Tennis. Got to always remember tennis with Frank. But at any rate, stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. We thank you for tuning in. Back in a moment.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Acha with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
From the original Free Second Opinion Studio, here's Hugh Joyce.
Hello. Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original Free Second Opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original Free Second Opinion.
Who's Talking Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hammer. A little oops there. Unfortunately, I said hammer, not anything that the FCC would get upset about. It was hammer, folks. You know, I'm not making mistakes like the President of the United States saying things about the Iranians. At any rate, welcome back to Who's Talking, second half hour of tonight's show. And we got our good friend and a great guy, and hopefully he's continuing.
And a survivor.
Hopefully he's continuing to feel well and do his rehab, follow the doctor's orders and all that. Our friend Scott German joins us right now. Scott, thanks for taking the time to call in.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Frank. And Frank and Jim, excuse me. Great to be with you. A wonderful Monday night here in Central Virginia.
Yeah, it's a pretty day. Pretty day. Spring day in Virginia, you can't beat it.
I didn't launch into a weather report, although it was very pretty driving over here, because a couple of my friends started teasing me about my weather reports. But anyway.
Well, at least we're accurate. That's better true than most weather people. Hey, Scott, I'll jump in here real quick. Any rumors or information on the women's basketball job?
Why do you ask that? Because I was talking to a friend today that is, quote, unquote, inside the program. And, I keep hearing, and I'm a little befuddled by this. Maybe Frank can share some insight, but I keep hearing that there is a possibility that we may lure Kenny Brooks back to Old Dominion. I've known Wow. Kenny since he was a kid. He and Corey were the dynamic duo over in the Valley in Waynesboro, Corey Alexander. Kenny was at JMU. I think a lot of people thought he should have been to hire back before certainly before Tina Thompson.
Yes,
before Tina Thompson.
That's exactly right.
I keep hearing those rumblings that that there may be a possibility of getting him back. And if so, man, that would be a home run hire, because he is a dynamic person both on the court and off.
Well, he certainly has a large following of folks that believe in him. Everywhere you go, and our board producer here is nodding his head, and he went to JMU, so we've got the home cooking working in our favor. Scott, moving on to UVA athletics, let's tackle men's lacrosse for a second. Just a few weeks ago, Lars Tiffany's Chargers were struggling. They had lost to Towson at home. They lost in three overtimes to Maryland.
And then had that big lead against Hopkins.
They had a four-goal lead against Hopkins. I was there, and I couldn't believe it. I've seen some strange games in my day in a vast array of sports, but I'm not sure I'd ever seen a game like that. There was a point in that game before halftime where I thought Hopkins was going to quit. That's how bad they looked. Anyway, all of a sudden, a nice little win against Utah, a breather against Dartmouth, I guess, and then Virginia just jumped up and bit Notre Dame on March 28th in a game in which I would dare say that's the best they had played since their championship years. They won that game 11-9. And then this past weekend down in Durham, the Cavaliers did something they have not done in, 19, 20 years. They beat the Dukies in the regular season in Durham.
22 years.
Yes, in Durham, 14-10. Now, they'd beaten the Dukies in the NCAA tournament, which is a great place to beat them because, you know, it's winner go home. But Scott, have you ever seen anything like a team with these lows all of a sudden achieving these highs?
Well, no, not really. I'm not a follower of lacrosse as intensely as you are, but I do follow it because I love the sport. You know, looking back, you think this whole season may have turned on that loss, that triple overtime loss at Maryland, that the club had sunk to 3-4.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes adversity brings out the best. And who's to doubt Lars Tiffany? I mean, just a terrific coach. And he seems to be getting this team to be gritty, and they are winning those trenches battles. Look at the win streak. If I'm not correct, I just saw the rank in the national cross rankings. I believe Carolina's number one.
Yes, Carolina's number one, and now Virginia's number nine after being unranked just 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, Carolina's one. Notre Dame was three. So we own two wins over the top three teams in the nation.
And Duke has fallen. Duke is now, believe it or not, Duke has now fallen to 12th. Which is shocking. Yeah. I mean, they were top five. Now, Syracuse is up next for the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers have to go up to play in the Dome. And, you know, it's a different kind of game. It's much faster. Skip passes on the turf, and face-offs are crucial because you can go on a fast breaks like that. But
now I'll ask this to both Scott and you: the defense seems to have turned around, and obviously the goaltending. Jake Merrick has really been sensational since they put him in the starting lineup.
Well, you know, he started the season and he struggled, but at that time Virginia's defense was deplorable, and you know the thing that the Cavalier coaches have done is somehow they've managed to coach him up, and now they're playing really well. And you know what happened? Of all things, this weekend, John Schroeder, the defenseman for the Cavaliers, was named the Defensive Player of the Week in the ACC, and that's the first time that's happened this year. Two Virginia players have been named Offensive Players of the Week, Truett Sunderland 2 weeks ago, and then Brendan Million this week. And by the way, he was the people were talking about him for 3 or 4 years, and I was like, how can anybody be this good? I mean, there's no way they could be better than, you know, Connor Schellenberger. But this guy has already got winning goals against two powerhouses and who's to say he won't do it again this weekend in the Dome? So,
well, Carolina, if they've moved to number one, we play Carolina in Charlottesville, what, week from Saturday, I think?
Yes.
So that'll be a huge game.
We have Syracuse this week, and then in 2 weeks we've got Carolina. So the whole season is right in front of the Cavaliers right now. All right.
What about baseball, Scott? Unfortunately, we did lose 2 out of 3 to Florida State over the weekend, but Florida State obviously is very good. So do you think the baseball season is still very promising?
Oh, yeah, I saw a couple of those games. Florida State is very good. Let's you know, establish that. I think the baseball team is still a work in progress. You know, Pollard is facing the same scenario that Ryan Odom faced in basketball. You know, he had to put a team together pretty darn quickly, you know, mix and match here and there, and that doesn't always work in either basketball or baseball. It worked in basketball. I believe in baseball it's just going to take a little longer. I think the lineup still needs to be a little tweaked, if we will. But the key to any successful baseball team is pitching. It's like buying a home, location, location, location. Successful top-ranked college baseball teams are all built around pitching, and we have some good pitching. It's just taking some time to come around. The kid Johnson, he's getting better and better. I think he'll eventually be the number one starter. And if you can start the series, the weekend series off on Friday with a win, that changes the whole dynamics. You only need to win one of the last two to win the series, and that's what it's about. Defense is a little sketchy. I'm not, you know, we're kind of careless with the ball a lot, throw it around. Hopefully that will improve, and I believe you're going to see this team gel as the season gets, you know, as we get a little more advanced. I'm very much sold on Pollard. I think he's going to do well here. I like the way the players respond. I think it's just going to take a little longer to put everything together. We're playing some really good teams. You know, Florida State is an Omaha caliber team, as a couple of other opponents coming up. So yeah, it's tough, but like lacrosse, stick with this team. I think it's going to end really well.
Well, speaking of the schedule, the Cavaliers play JMU tomorrow night, you know, in Charlottesville, and then they travel to South Bend to play the Irish, three-game series. And fortunately, the weather is finally warming up, so that's not as scary a road trip as it would have been like when they went to Boston College and played in Arctic conditions. Yeah, no wonder BC is winning games. Teams that had to go up there were playing, you know, ice ball, which is no fun. UVA will
yeah,
be...
Yeah, you know, one thing, too, just to touch on it real quick. I had a conversation with someone close to the program, and then if you look at our schedule, our weekday schedule, because of the silly little restrictions we have on how far this team can roam away from Charlottesville during the week for games, which I think is just ridiculous, we're having to play some in-state teams that, sadly, are not really good. Old Dominion, we beat them 16-0 last weekend. A couple of weekends ago, we had a one-rule game. So I wonder if that is not kind of delaying the progress of this team, because we're not really facing stiff competition during the week. We had a game against Maryland a couple of Tuesdays ago, and we run-ruled them 16-6. I know that that's frustrating. Paul and I had a conversation with him when he first got hired, and he said he was going to work on that. At Duke, he didn't quite have that problem because Durham is a little more convenient, centrally located, just playing some really strong out-of-conference opponents. Not so at Virginia. So that's something I think he's going to try to work with the AD on, is to maybe lighten the restriction up a little bit so they can play a little more tougher competition during the week.
Scott, are you trying to imply they want the baseball players to go to class? Is that the problem?
Or not go
to class at all. By the way, I would like to point out that the Cavaliers, they were number 9 in the polls. They've now, after the Florida State games, they've slipped to number 13, but that's still pretty impressive. They're 24-9, 8-7 in the ACC, and they're tied for 5th in the conference, which is actually pretty darn good in a very tough baseball conference.
And Scott, you probably know this. Remind me again, how many teams go to the ACC baseball tournament?
I believe it's 12.
Okay.
Yeah, there have to be some teams left out because the
there's three at least. It may be just 10, and it's unlike the grueling gauntlet that it used to be. It's a one game elimination event. So,
hey, I want to pivot to something real quick because we're running out of time. Football. The spring game. It's now been announced that the Cavaliers will play the spring game on Saturday the 18th, which is coming up fast. 3:30 kickoff. There will be fan fest and all that, autographs and all those things before and after the game. They're also selling used football equipment before the game, and remind folks to bring your credit card. They're not looking for cash.
Maloney jersey available?
You know, 22. If it's available, I'll have to buy that.
So can I go and buy an old Virginia football helmet?
Yes,
I may have to go and buy one of those.
They do sell a lot of jerseys. That's one of the ways they fund a lot of things. I think we're almost out of time. Tennis team is doing quite well. We don't have enough time to dig into that. We'll do that next week. Track and field has done some remarkable things lately. In fact, Will Anthony of the number 7 ranked men's track and field program broke the 10,000-meter record at the Stanford Invitational at Cobb Track and Field facility in Stanford, California, on Friday. So there's a lot happening around.
Don't forget about women's golf.
Yeah, women's golf is doing some amazing things. Men's golf is doing quite well.
It's a good spring. Spring sports are terrific at UVA, and we're going to be talking about that after this commercial break.
Right.
So, Scott, we thank you for your time. As always, we'll see and talk to you soon. Right now, for our listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're going to be back with even more about the Olympic sports news and maybe a final comment about tonight's NCAA championship game. Stay tuned. This is Who's Talking.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildreth is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildreth.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildreth.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildreth. A world in motion.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
I hate to interrupt. That's such a great guitar riff right there. See what I mean? All right. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We've had a lot of fun with Dan Bonner, Jody Smith, and my good friend Scott German, who survived a three-way bypass. So, I believe in folks that don't quit. He does not quit. He's a diehard.
No, and he's doing well. And we wish him the very best. And
he's a good writer. He's now partnering with Jerry Ratcliffe, who's a good friend of our show.
Right. Next week, we wanted to mention we'll be back next week. Normal time, 6 o'clock, and we're going to bring a spring football report, to get an update on what's going on over in Charlottesville.
I will get scoop from three or four people that I really trust, and we'll really dig into the football. And we're going to go hunt down Billy McMullen and Paul Collins and, you know, Antonio Rice and all the good guys.
Yeah, and we'll obviously it'll be a lot of lacrosse news, the Syracuse game coming up.
Let me tell you something. If they beat Syracuse, we might pop some champagne right here, buddy.
All right. Speaking of Olympic, we've talked about men's lacrosse. The interesting thing on this week in UVA athletics, they list 11 spring programs at Virginia, and 10 of the 11 are nationally ranked. So
Not too shabby.
Olympic sports are doing extremely well. We've talked about baseball. Softball is playing at Virginia Tech. No, they're playing home. They have Virginia Tech at home this week. Men's tennis is also. They're playing Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg. Obviously, men's golf is ranked second in the country. So just a huge number of our Olympic spring sports are doing well.
By the way, on the tennis line, before you go anywhere, the Cavaliers are 11-1 in conference, 19-3 overall, and the only loss they have is to Wake, and I think they'll get Wake on the rematch when they get to the ACC tournament. I'm looking at VPI. VPI is 3-9 in conference, and they used to have a decent tennis team, and Carolina is also shockingly way down there. Carolina is 6-6.
Yeah, so Carolina used to be a tennis power.
They used to be a tennis power.
Really, Virginia and Wake Forest are probably the two best tennis programs.
And you know, Duke had some great teams, and now they're at the bottom of the conference. I don't really understand what's going on. Maybe they're just some of these schools are funneling the money towards football and basketball, and they're rolling the dice with everything else. I like the way Virginia is still trying their best to support all the programs.
A lot of that, they're trying to do endowed scholarships for a lot of the Olympic programs, and I think that's been successful. We mentioned Coach Autry coming to join Coach Odom's staff. We didn't say anything earlier about Malcolm Brogdon. I think that's a terrific hire by Coach Odom, and it really does build that bridge to the Bennett years.
What is his title?
Strategic advisor.
I like that. Malcolm Brogdon, strategic advisor.
Well, I mean, he's he had an NBA career. A lot of these kids, they think they're going to play in the NBA, so I think he could be very helpful in that regard.
Well, you know, his teammates used to call him Uncle Malcolm because he was kind of like a quasi-father figure in the locker room. And I went in there.
And he's a very bright guy. He was a very terrific student.
Very good student.
His father was a lawyer down in Atlanta, so... I think it's a good hire, and it's a great bridge. We think of Coach Odom maybe more to the Holland years because he grew up under Terry when he was a little kid. His father was an assistant and so forth. But I think he's doing a great job of really bringing the whole program together and combining the Holland as well as the Bennett years.
All right, looking ahead, obviously this is a huge week in Olympic sports activities. Baseball, obviously, has the Notre Dame series coming up after they play Madison and Charlottesville. Softball, which has had a remarkable season there, 31-6. Oh, hey, I'm getting the signal. Go Wahoos, have a great night. And
talk to you next Monday. Enjoy the title game tonight.
Yes, have fun.
That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hilldrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.